no limits. The fragrance for the loaded.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to Season 5, Episode 3 of the Cologne Podcast.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Ryan.
We're two best friends. We're going on a fragrance journey, smelling Philip Plein and giving you our uneducated opinions.
Hell yeah. I bet you guys didn't think we'd be back so soon and that we would drop three fucking episodes in one day. But that's what we did. We were like, you know what? Actually, it was Mike's idea. He's like, hey, how about we give them three?
Like, we've been gone a while. Let's hook them up.
And I was scared, but you know what? F it. Let's do it.
You're afraid of commitment.
I am so afraid of commitment.
You're like, if we do three episodes, then they're going to think we're doing three episodes every week.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck, I don't know if I can do that.
I got shit to do.
I don't know if I can sit down for three 30-minute sessions, Mike.
Yeah.
In a whole goddamn week?
Yeah, the person who should really be trembling is Todd Parsons.
You just love giving his info out, don't you?
Yeah. You're fucked, Todd. All right. I've got a review from Rady85.
Okay.
For No Limits by Philip Plein. Very cool bottle, but the fragrance is a pass for me. Smells like rubber and smoke. Very suffocating and unpleasant. Definitely try it first. It's not a safe fragrance.
Okay.
That's Philip Plein.
Well, I mean, that's odd, because a lot of YouTubers were, you know, yeah, you know, so
what does that mean?
They're not sucking anything down or off or
yeah,
or rips on something, I don't know, bong. But when it came out a couple of years ago, because this is a little older, but we just saw this packaging, and it, by the way, it's still sealed. Listen to this. Oh, I always love that.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, God. It's still sealed, but we love this packaging so much.
Yeah, it's got like a hologram on it. It's a Philip Plein skull and then a money sign. You can kind of,
yeah, know. And it goes perfect. Like what you just heard, the opening to this episode, that's from his commercial.
Yeah, it sounded like if I tried to rap. Always on my mind. Gotta pack a nine. Gotta let it shine. It's like a children's like Bible song. Gonna let it shine.
But he's like, he in the video, you gotta look it up. We'll have a link in our description. We will have a link to this, okay? But you gotta watch the commercial. I actually fucking love it. But the YouTubers all had a positive view on this. And you know, it's always so funny how people get the same, you know, vibe and notes about certain things. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is really cool.
Yeah, you know, like me and you will have a difference of opinion. I'm like, this smells aquatic. You're like, it smells like shit. You
yeah. know? Which reminds me of a fragrance we need to talk about, Chocolate Greedy. You and I both were on opposite ends of the spectrum, and I think we need to roll that motherfucking music so we can hip you guys to this.
Yeah. One-night stand review.
Well, Mike, after spending the night with Big John Bolt.
Terry Manhammer.
What do you have to say about Chocolate Greedy by Montal?
It was fucking awful. I hated it. I absolutely hated it.
I actually did like it, but since then, I have had other human beings in my life, other than you, tell me, what the fuck is that? They hated it.
Dude, it started off, right off the bat, it was tons of hairspray smell for me. And I don't know if I just got like more of a pull off of the fragrance than you did. Maybe you got like what was, you know,
perfectly, the cream that rose to the top.
Exactly. Yeah. The cream always rises to the top. But for me, it smelled like hairspray and that chocolate powder. And then it dried down into like this. I don't know if you've ever smelled protein cereal before.
No, but I could get a good idea what that would smell like.
There's a company called Magic Spoon. Not a sponsor.
I wish.
Yeah, some of their cereals are pretty good. They have a chocolate cereal. It smelled like that. It smelled like chocolate plus some sort of, you know, thing that's probably good for you, but doesn't smell great. Yeah. It had like this weird synthetic, you know, because you can't really make anything sweet that's sugar-free without just blasting it with chemicals. And it had that kind of smell.
Honestly, right now, smell it on the tester show from yesterday. So I will take back that this is at least a sample. I actually think it's a skip now, and I'll say why. I got nothing but negative reviews from people around me. All loved ones were like, hey, go wash that off. But smelling it right now, and you saying synthetic, remember back in the 80s and 90s when we were children and you had those stickers, little scratch and stiff Snickers,
A
chocolate, but the chocolate just never really technically smelled like chocolate.
Right.
That's what it smells like, guys. Just a scratch and sniff.
Yeah, I could kind of see that. Like when you would get the markers, that like the Crayola smelly markers.
Yeah.
And the brown was supposed to be chocolate.
And you're like, this smells like shit.
Yeah, this smells like Bigfoot's dick. Yeah, it was, what a tragic fragrance.
Yeah, it's, the opening and all that was actually pretty pleasant, but you know, it's a skip. I've changed my mind. I'm done with it.
A double skip. Two boners turned way down.
Well, we're hoping Philip Plein can help with some boners today because this packaging looks good. So let's get into that starting now. And before I open this package.
Oh, God.
I want you listeners to know that if you're not hip to our Patreon, you got to get your asses the fuck over there.
That's true. You're going to win this. Somebody.
Yeah, somebody's getting 90 full mls of this bad boy.
Philip Plein.
Yeah, minus a few sprays. And I'm going to tell you, just on the packaging alone, it's only a $6 and some odd cent tier. When Mike came up with that price and I went,
$6?
Oh, man. Me and you fight about that price still.
I do. I really
You're like,
do.
We're giving away too much.
I'm like, that's...
We're going to go out of business setting our prices this low.
Dude. Like I'm slashing prices.
Yeah, that's right. Dude. I'm like, get on down here.
That's a local guy we used to have here. I'm going to tell you, though, for real, go to our Patreon because we have new episodes there weekly. We have, you know, a special bonus episode. We do monthly giveaways. We also don't just give away full bottles, but we also, if we get decants and stuff like that, we do that as well. And also, just so you guys know, we're going to be doing lives this season.
Yeah.
Our first one's going to be March 1st on Friday. We're going to be reviewing...
Tour de Mez, the parfum.
That's right.
Your parfum, whatever.
And everybody in our chat's already going, man, we're not even going to open ours yet. We're going to wait until that day. And because you're going to get to interact with us, be a part of the episode. You can write in comments or come in on the live video phone. We don't care.
Yeah. And maybe just get yourself a sample because somebody who tunes into that live, we're going to pick live on the spot and send it to you. We're going to say,
that.
Put it in the chat where everyone can see what's your address. Not really, but.
Look, guys, I don't know if you can tell, but we're seriously hyped to smell this. I'm opening this motherfucker. Let's smell it.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about Philip Plein.
Yeah, because you did some sleuthing about old Philly.
Oh,
Philly P.
Oh, I did. I like that. Hold on. Hey, Gravité does it? Fuck them. Philip Plein does it? I'm like, oh, Philip. Oh, Philip, you're so big. Hey.
And we sprung for the big daddy.
Yeah.
There's a smaller size of this, too.
It doesn't feel cheap.
You know what?
That's pretty badass.
I think I like it better than the gold bar.
Dude, yeah, it's got the same atomizer type of thing that 1 million has.
Yeah.
But it's like a black credit card.
God, there's literally no limits on this thing.
Dude, you can spend as much as you want.
It's got a $1 trillion limit. Go ahead and squirt that bad boy on.
I am serious. I'm so hyped for this. If this sucks, I'm going to be so disappointed because look, Jensense said that this is the cringiest fragrance he has ever seen.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, and old Ashton. He hated this.
And I was like, gonorrhea. But I was like, man, I don't know. I kind of like this shit. It's wild. It's different than anything else we see in this community.
This is very much Ryan's vibe.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Interesting. Huh.
Whoa. I did not expect it to be this.
Me neither. And I don't know if I like this now. I don't know.
I probably should have dialed it back on the sprays. Wow, this shit's loud. Does it almost have like a Fahrenheit sort of vibe to it?
Possibly. Not so gasoline-y. maybe more. Remember, I used to say it kind of reminded me of drywall, like sheetrock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this has like the, it's a very clean, very like soap, like a men's, almost like industrial soap.
Yeah, it's like that kind of. It's also kind of like you, we were talking about the Fahrenheit. It's a little bit of that with kind of a doctor's office.
Yeah, it's almost like if soap was trying to smell like a leather.
Yeah, okay.
Like a bar of soap. It's in between Lever 2000 and a leather jacket.
Wow, the card, or the tester strip's not bad.
Tester strip!
Shout out to RXL.
Yeah.
I don't like what's going on my skin, though, right now. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's getting a little tainty.
Yeah, it's like kind of tainty, kind of medicinal, but it's not like the typical medicinal we're kind of used to.
Yeah, the skin is no bueno.
Yeah, I'm not liking the skin. Unless something changes drastically, I would not put this on my skin again.
Hey, we had like a little inception happening in the comment section.
Oh, nice. It's coming apart already. Wow, that easy, huh?
Oh, this part.
What the fuck's happening? Are you about to take the atomizer off?
No, I'm not going to do it. I don't want
to
break
it. What happened to it?
No, it's just kind of flappy.
Oh, let me see this piece of shit.
So, in the comment section, RXL commented on an episode that said, oh, let me get a cardstock ready or something like that. And then somebody replied to his comment, tester strip. Yeah.
Fans are ridiculing him now.
Yeah. Oh, man. It got so meta and I fucking love it.
So, the credit card front on the bottom's kind of a little, I don't know, it's sticking back now. I don't know what happened. It's fine now, but I'm going to say I still like the bottle and the package.
Okay, yeah. It's not it is pretty gaudy. I will give it that. But if you took time to watch that music video, you'd feel like this is right on brand.
This was in 2022. This was Jeremy Fragrance number 9 on his top 10 designer fragrances of that year.
You're kidding.
No.
Wow. I mean, I don't trust anything he says because that guy's like a revolving door. Like he'll post 19 top 10s on the same day and they're all different.
Yeah.
And one he's like, oh, this smells like crap. I hate it. And the next one he's like, you know what? I actually kind of like it.
If you want to smell like a piece of shit, you wear this.
Yeah.
This is, I don't know.
On the card, it's kind of intriguing. I'm, you know.
That's the word. Intriguing.
I don't hate it. I hate it on my skin.
I don't. You know what?
It's got a little unwashed men's butt crack on my skin.
Well, I don't know what that smells like. I can't kiss my own ass, Mike.
But you can kiss mine. And because this old guy at the gym talked me up for 20 minutes, I didn't get to shower before I got here. So you could probably get a good whiff.
Yeah, I called Mike and he picks up the phone. And of course, we have an inside joke. I might as well just say it. It's going to sound weird to everybody. But I showed Mike a video where me and a guy were playing Rocket League and it was just a screaming fest at one another.
Yes.
And this guy was like, you probably like hot dogs because you like sucking on wieners. So,
yeah.
That's
Ryan's salutation now every time he gets on the phone.
Yeah, so he picks up the phone. He's like in the gym trying to work out. And I'm like screaming at him. He's like, hey, let me call you right back. I'm putting one last rep. I'm like, sure. And then he gets there. He's like, God, thank fuck. I was like, glad this dumbass is calling me.
Yeah.
This fucking old man wouldn't stop talking to me.
Well, I was like, here's my moment to be, you know, carry the torch for our generation. You know, this 87-year-old dude's in the gym and he stopped me because we were both on like machines that were adjacent to each other. He stopped me and he goes, hey, do you know how much each one of these plates weigh?
Yeah.
On like the actual machine. And I was like, I'm guessing they're 10 pounds a piece.
Yeah.
And then he kind of went on about like, you know, degrading over time and age, and how he's like trying to keep his push muscles in his legs and arms up so that he doesn't have to go into a home, because he's like the first thing to go. You know, if you can't go to the bathroom by yourself, you got to go into a home.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, yeah. And then once you're in a home, you know, you just deteriorate from there so quickly. And I thought we were just going to, we're going to have this moment where I was like, oh man, this is me connecting with humans. Yeah, I'm all about this, right? And then of course he gets really political and he goes on and on and on. And for long, I'm just like, oh, this is why I hate this type of shit. I don't like people. I don't want to talk to random people. I ignore them, you know. So that went on. He literally talked to me for 25 minutes until Ryan called and interrupted. And I was just like, oh, thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Ryan's telling me I suck wieners.
Yeah, exactly. So, oh man, I wanted that to be like a nice moment to where I just like, I was being selfless and, you know, and then by the end, I was just like, God, I'm a vicious, angry human being. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, I'm coming around on this Philip Pline fragrance. It's in my wheelhouse. It's a little gnarly.
Yeah.
A little unapologetic, just like his commercial. And I guess his aura.
Dude, it is a unique scent and not at all. I thought it was going to be generic.
Yeah.
You know, we were killing time the other day and we went into Bell's. I don't know if anybody in America still has a Bell's open near you, but we have a very small town that does. And I was like, let's go in and check out like their really terrible fragrances that they have.
Yeah. Because
they always have like these imitation weird ones.
Oh, yeah.
And they always smell like a mixture of 9 of the most generic designer fragrances. Yeah. Plus, like, just a bunch of alcohol.
Yeah.
And I was expecting this to kind of be that.
Yeah, I was too, a little bit. I'm pleasantly surprised, and I kind of want to talk about this guy a little bit, because it's interesting. This guy's like a fashionista or whatever. He creates gaudy fashions for the runway. You know what I'm saying?
Really? Okay.
But
I'll tell you the one thing I did know, and then I'll let you go, because did some research.
I did.
But one thing I've seen, and I can't remember where I was flying to. It might have been to Atlanta before I flew to Italy last year.
Yeah.
But there was a huge, like when you walk down these long hallways in the airports, and they've got the like motorized walkway.
Oh, yeah.
And alongside that motorized walkway was a bunch of huge pictures of watches, and they were all Philip Pline watches.
Really?
And they were crazy looking.
In the airport?
In the airport. Giant ads, basically, for Philip Pline wristwear.
Wild.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be real. I mean, other than this, I've never really heard of him, but apparently he's pretty big time, right?
I didn't know that.
Well, let me just break down a little bit about this guy's life and how he started getting into this shit. And also, I'm going to really go back here, but he came from a broken home.
Okay.
And
like most of us.
Well, I mean, some of y'all, yes. Yeah. I can't lie, I've had a good upbringing, right?
Yeah.
But it makes me think, because he's an Aquarius just like me. However, this guy is like you. He's like fucking 100 miles an hour, and he's going to keep going until he slams to a wall and he's obliterated. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Cocaine.
Yeah. This dude, I guess his dad was a doctor, but had a drinking problem, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And his mom divorced, blah, blah, blah. This is when he was only 3 years old. So he kind of came from a broken home.
Wow. I think my parents divorced when I was 2 or 3.
Yeah. And I've been telling this for the past month to Mike. I know Mike and 2 other individuals that have had rough upbringings, and this is going to sound so... I say it every time to him, like, it's going to make me sound like an asshole, but I'm like, part of me is kind of jealous that they got this hard part of their life over with when they were younger, because all 3 of them are the same, because they were molded at a young age to like survive. And they're just like go-getters. Every last one of them. Every one of y'all are like that. It's crazy.
Yeah. Your childhood was like a made-for-Disney movie.
Yeah, you know.
And ours was like made for Shudder.
Yeah. I was like made-for-TV, 80s Alice in Wonderland when the Jabberwocky came out. I'm like, oh, God, what the fuck? You know? So it's like, and you guys are like, real shit's going down. You know? But all to say, this guy actually went to law school to become a lawyer.
Wow, Philip Pline did?
Yes. However, prior to getting a degree, he didn't finish, by the way.
Yeah. Where did he go? Harvard?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't dig that deep, bro. I don't know where the fuck he went. He's from Germany or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's from, is it Munich? Is that how you pronounce it?
Sure.
Well, he's from there. Whatever. But yeah, so while in law school, this guy just got this crazy idea. This is his first endeavor, okay?
Okay.
To build
hats for dogs.
Close.
Really? Okay.
Did you look any of this shit up?
No, I swear I didn't.
And you're doing that thing where you're like, huh?
Huh?
Yeah. He built luxury beds for dogs.
Whoa.
Like crazy ass luxury over the top don't make sense beds for dogs, and took them to trade shows and sold them out.
Wow. That's actually really smart.
Dude, sold them all out. We're talking like $20,000 dog beds.
God, that is right in line with what I expected from this guy.
And then from there, he started diving into fashion.
Uh-huh.
And he's been in that forever.
For humans or for dogs?
For humans, mainly. Okay. But it's like, this guy is, everything is over the top. And even when I've read up on some of the like people that have bought his clothes, they're like, yeah, they're gaudy and they're this. But they're like, they'll last forever. The quality's insane. Now, this is what they say. I don't know. But it's just all this over the top part of this guy. And then he drops this commercial. He's like 40 years old, looking in great shape.
Yeah, of course.
Like a 20 something year old, fucking flying out of helicopters, fucking money. It's fucking, you know, spraying shit.
Right. He's like if Elon Musk was Rambo.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. Yeah. And he's dropping this fragrance, No Limits. And apparently there's a No Limits Super Fresh or some shit we gotta try.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? This isn't that bad. It's actually surprisingly good.
Yeah, it's gotten pretty decent.
The tester strip is nice.
Yeah, the skin's calmed down. That tainty type thing is not really there anymore.
I really get a, I don't know if I get leather, but I get a peppery.
Yeah.
I get a peppery slash medicinal slash you're at the doctor's office kind of smell.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting. I don't know why. It just smells like that to me.
Yeah.
And it smells kind of bougie. Right.
Yeah. And it's made by master perfumer Alberto Morales.
Yeah. Like, what the hell? So this isn't made by some flunky like me in a basement.
Yeah. I mean, he also did a stuff with Fragrance One. Maybe he's just getting into these wild millionaire endeavors, you know?
I like this, man. I really do. There's something kind of wild about it. It's kind of abrasive. It's apologetic, like I said earlier, but it smells like kind of all three of those other things. I'm just like, this isn't really bad. And you know what? Let's get into it.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you guys the price and trend.
Hit them with it.
Price? How much was it? What do we end up spending for it? Because you're the one that pulled the trigger.
God, it was, wasn't it around like $30 maybe? Yeah, let's roll with that.
It's like $25, $30.
That feels right.
For 90 ml. Almost a full 100 ml. I mean, pretty impressive.
I think it's undervalued at that price, honestly.
It honestly is. And the trend, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you. It is. It's going.
Yeah.
I kind of see why.
It wavered at first, probably because the advert for it was so cringe.
Yeah, it definitely was. And that was
Ashton's words, not ours.
Well, speaking of him, he also was talking about like this is one at the time was one of the most hated fragrances that came out on Fragrantica. Everybody was hate bombing it, just like Gwen's vagina.
Oh, yeah.
They were hate bombing the shit out of it. And I think people just need to give this one a chance. So I'm pleasantly surprised right now.
Me too. Shocked. I really expected this to just be a generic piece of crap. And surprisingly, it's not. I've smelled this type of fragrance before, but not a lot.
Does it smell like a leather to you?
Yeah, it smells like a leather industrial soap.
Wow. I guess I'm not getting that, but that's kind of the pros and cons. Let me kind of, there's only three for each. Let me tell you, the pros for this on Fragrantica, if you love going there, we love going to Fragrantica.
We live there.
We like secretly read all your comments on all these fragrances.
Hey, and if you like most of the fragrance reviewers on YouTube, they live there as well.
Mm-hmm.
They may not acknowledge, but they are living there.
Oh, yeah, they are. They're like, yeah, I'm getting a little bit of watery notes and cardamom, black pepper, cinnamon, cloves. Then the star anise is coming in with the ginger and bergamot. And then right in that middle, it rides with that dark chocolate, bourbon, vanilla, incense, amber. And then when you get down to the base note 12 hours later, because it's a hype beast, you're going to hit the leather, woodsy notes, argowood, oud, patchouli, and cedar.
And just be sure to use The Cologne Podcast at checkout and you'll get 25% off.
We're going to say that, and one day we're going to be like, hey, dude, that's how we're going to make rent this week.
Yeah. We got to suck on the long pipe of
greed.
Yeah.
But the pros listed on here are great for winter season. I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
High quality fragrance with a touch of sweetness. I can attest to this. This actually smells high quality.
Yeah, it does.
It if you did not show me this packaging, this thing, and you just let me smell it, I would think this was something niche. Right off the bat, it's rich, thick, and powerful, woody, and leathery blend. I don't know if I get that, but you seem to get that in a lot of other people. So I think y'all's side of it is correct.
Is it that it's just so close to us smelling Interlude, but it has a very Interlude type vibe?
I have to agree. That's why I was like, this smells niche to me.
Yeah.
Very good a point there. And then cons for this were may not be suitable for those who do not like bold leather fragrances. Not a safe fragrance for everyone to try without testing first. What are we going to break out in hives or something?
Yeah, maybe it's like cheaper, but it doesn't smell like cheaper raw materials, you know.
It really doesn't, man. If
in five seasons we've, you know, matured somewhat in our noses.
One of the cons was cheap concept. I can kind of get that, but I don't know. In a world of our fragrances that we see all the time, it is kind of nice just to see somebody just not give a fuck, right?
Yeah.
And just be like, hey, I'm having fun with this, right?
Yeah, it's almost like if you're under the age of 8, you probably think this is badass, or like, I don't know, over the age of 55. Like, I feel like my dad would be like, oh, yeah, this is badass, son. Dad, you know?
That's how your dad talks.
No, but he recently, what he does in his spare time is he, like, restores classic motorcycles.
Yeah.
And he, like, showed me this one paint job he just did, and he like does the paint jobs, but it was like this skull looking thing. It's like, oh, it's kind of like this Philip Klein type vibe. I feel like if I sent to my dad, this would, he'd be like, fuck yeah, boy,
send that one to me. I'm a patron.
Yeah, hell yeah, son.
Well, you know what, well, let's do this. Are you gonna skip it,
sample it,
or buy it?
What are you gonna do, Ryan?
Well, we bought it, but we're also going to give it away. So therefore, I have to know if I'm going to buy it again. It's so cheap.
Yeah.
Like in price, not in quality, that I really feel like, and it's in my wheelhouse. I love loud, unapologetic shit. I would have to say for this price point and this amount of juice, it's a buy for me. This is a buy.
Wow. Okay.
This cheap, it's a buy.
Yeah.
It smells niche.
Man, I think you got to sample this for sure. I think for some people, this is a great buy because it's so cheap. You're right. It's so cheap and it smells high quality. If on the skin, I really like how it smells now. If on the skin, it didn't start off with that kind of butt crack smell, yeah, I'd really be like, if it was just, even if it was the one note song that I'm kind of getting on the tester strip,
yeah,
I would say, yeah, it's a buy. And I think you really got to love this. And you got to be able to put this somewhere on your shelf that people don't walk by and see it. But for some people, yeah, I could see that it could be a buy. I'm definitely recommend it as a sample.
Would you be more embarrassed for people to see this on your shelf or that dumbass robot?
Oh, the robot, for sure. Yeah,
for sure. It looks so stupid.
This just looks like I'm a little childish. The robot looks like I'm like...
You're going to put lube on it or something?
Maybe so, yeah.
It's got I don't know how it got in there. I tripped and it fell on inside me.
Oh, I thought it was like doubling as a fleshlight or something.
Oh, God. Yeah, This is a buy for me, but I could see for anybody out there that's not sure, you're on the fence, sample it. But if you're going to say sample, I mean, goddamn, you're going to pay, I don't know, probably $8-$10 for a sample. You're already one third of the way there, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, it was so cheap. You could honestly buy, I don't know if it was a 60 mil, 40 mil, whatever the smaller version was.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we go big here because we got no limits. You may want to, if you're really serious about it, I think the difference was only like $7 or $8. That's why we went ahead and just got the Big Daddy. But
oh my God, this guy put on the card here, you know, the fake credit card that it is. It says member since 1978. That's the year he was born.
Well, yeah.
Oh my God. He's been part of the billionaire club, the No Limits. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's just a couple years older than you, Rye Dog.
Man, he looks fucking 10 years younger than me. Fucking got his shit together. Maybe I need to start building dog houses.
That's the steroids.
All right. We love you all. It's a sample for Mike.
Yeah.
It's a buy for me because I'm like, man, you're going to get close to that price anyway. Might as well have fun and entertain yourself and get something like this. It'd be a fun. I think this is a fun talking piece, honestly.
Yeah, I do too. And it's a really nice, mature fragrance. I mean, if you're going
to. Fuck. We forgot to say who's wearing this.
Ryan's wearing this.
Yeah, fuck, we didn't even do a who's wearing it section. Do we need to say that now and then plug it in later?
I think let's just go ahead and tell them as we're riding out.
I think, yeah, this is for a older person, actually. I believe it looks a little childish, but it actually is more for a older person.
Like 30s and up.
Yeah,
for sure. It's not like crazy, especially if you're into fragrances. You probably appreciate something with just a little bit more attitude. And this has got some attitude. I mean, there's no limits to how much attitude that
Guys, I'm telling you, it smells like some badass doctor's office. Not a dental office like Baccarat Rouge, but this right here smells like a doctor's office. I like it.
I actually had a friend tell me a couple days ago, I had the X-Trait, Baccarat Rouge X-Trait on.
Yeah.
She said, you smell like ramen. Ramen noodles.
Wow.
I was like, really?
Were they like put off by it?
No, she was just like, I don't like it.
What the, that's, she's like, put off by it.
Yeah, man. I was like, well, good thing it's not like $600.
God damn.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked. I mean, to be fair, guys, it was a travel atomizer. I'm not dropping that kind of money. But yeah, I think if you're 30s and up and you want to get a very good fragrance for a low price, this is one to look into. It is a little mature, and honestly, it smells a little sophisticated. I'm really proud of what they did. I'm shocked.
I am shocked too. This is not a joke fragrance. It might be what people would say is in a joke bottle, but it is not a joke fragrance.
Yeah, it's not.
And I would have to, hey, I'm going to have to, and this is just like the newspaper the next week on the very back page, a little tiny print at the bottom, but
yeah.
I'm going to have to say apologies to all the YouTubers, because usually they're like, you know,
yeah,
this is bad.
Chilling, yeah, as they say.
I would be inclined to say they're telling the truth on this one, actually.
I agree. Yeah.
Unreal.
What okay. do you know? YouTubers not telling lies.
Man, I'm shocked. This is crazy good. Okay. Well, that's your... Hope you guys enjoyed it, because I'm never doing 3 episodes in one day again. Never.
Yeah, Ryan's way too lazy for that.
But we're so glad we're back. Season 5, hit us up on Patreon. I promise you we're taking care of people up in there.
Yeah, if you want more of like what you get today, where you get all these tons of extra episodes, there's quite a few up there already, plus lives, plus giveaways, you name it, it's up there. We want to get to know you. We can get to know you better over there on patreon.com/cologne podcast.
And until next time,
spray it up, y'all.